Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fallen Crest University by Tijan, narrated by Graham Halstead and Saskia Marleveld. Prologue. Mason. He was coming right, so I shifted, blocked his punch, and rounded with my own. My fist hit the side of his eye, and he doubled over. There was a crowd around us, but I couldn't hear them. They didn't exist to me. It was this guy. This was Sebastian's crowd. They wanted a fight. They got one, and this lackey would be the third guy I took down. It was a matter of moments before he gave in. He bent over, drawing in ragged breaths, and his hand raised to his head. He was checking out how much blood was there, and then the yells started to filter through my haze. "Get up! Let's go!" They'd been screaming like that for the last hour. It never mattered. Each one of Sebastian's guys would get up and I'd hit them back down. When one was knocked out, another would step in and I'd fight him like the others, quick, painful, and without thought. I hadn't fought in so long, but this felt good, finally being able to release the demons. Sebastian wanted to destroy my friendship with Nate. That failed. Nate left their fraternity instead, and they went after me. Their hit and run got Marissa instead. She wasn't innocent in some things, but she was an innocent of this war, and Sebastian won that battle. He got to Marissa. I didn't know what was promised or what was threatened, but she testified that she didn't remember anyone else being there. It was only me, her, and the speeding truck that came out of nowhere. The security cameras went missing. The only evidence I had on Sebastian was Nate's recording where he admitted that they didn't mean to hit the girl, but it wasn't enough to condemn their futures. The university didn't want a criminal.